Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, which just fits right in. It's also the 12th day of April, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 38 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And woke up to snow on the ground. It's just sickening. It's, well, that's the way it is. That's a hard-dying winter in the Cascade Mountain Range. That being said, well, we're just going to do a little bullshitting and jump back in after these words from Drockton Bullion and Coin. Sorry.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to 499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce, $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number, $18.07 per ounce? That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $1,977, not $1,887. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent, because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale price thing could do for you. This is
bringing you the word from the trenches. Please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, what I was going to open up here with, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, he went before the Congress. You know, they're looking into this theft of the information and the fact that they're censoring the internet. And I'm here to tell you people, he was treated like a king. He was treated like royalty. And what it was is an affirmation that everything he's done is going to be tolerated. They loved him. They embraced him. He is shutting down the dissent against the mainstream propaganda machine, plain and simple. And there was no suggestions of anything he changes. He should just be able to shut down anything on the internet he wants. Google should be able to shut down anything on the internet they want. And at the same time, simultaneously, as he was being brought, yesterday he was before the Congress, and today Trump comes out with his, you know, his little speech there in the Rose Garden, trying to reignite, you know, to refool the people, I suppose. Yeah, I mean, it was pathetic, people. It was completely pathetic to watch a parade of you know, they had a plumber and a truck driver up there and talking about how, man, goddamn, everything's wonderful and peachy and peaches and cream since that tax break. You know, there was no mention about, well, there's one thing that, you know, he didn't mention at all. And this is what this is all to hide. This is what they're trying to push in the past. They're trying to cover up and get rid of and make people forget that it ever happened.
If an individual is reported to be a potential danger to themselves or others, allow due process so no one's rights are trampled, but the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons. In the position
or might
individual.
Take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times, by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
Uh-huh. You see, people, the bottom line here is due process is gone in this country. It is completely obliterated. We've covered the articles on the assets, asset forfeiture. It's robbery. I mean, we are a goddamn conquered people, and now they're shutting down the internet. Go ahead, dude.
I'm sorry. I thought I had it on mute. I mean, the level of censorship that's going on here, I just can't believe it.
I'll tell you what, when we did this, the reason I brought that piece up, when we ran that and we were done, I'm telling you, there were people, because people had realized it. We were getting so many new people. I mean, it was really coming on strong with just new people. I mean, finding it, even though it was so hidden, the trenches are so hidden. I mean, you got to be goddamn looking for it. You have to type in from the trench. If you get a new system, I mean, you got to type it in and then call your server and insist that it come up on your goddamn computer. And then we were still gaining numbers. But I'm telling you what, people, since Zuckerberg has appeared, you know, and this shit came up and they revealed all of this goddamn treachery, this seizing of the internet by a handful of goddamn oligarchs like Zuckerberg. It is. I mean, it squeezed right down. People, they said it was 17 on this before I came on from the trenches when I came up here. Just before I came up here, that is how tight it is squeezed.
They use Facebook for commerce. They have their own businesses and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they can't even voice their own opinion. They get shut down, and then they just crush them financially.
Dude, we said it all along that the internet. This is what is killing them. It was the internet that brought the truth to light and showed these bastards what they didn't have in a monopoly on the goddamn narrative. That's all there is to it. But they do now, because they just like they took over radio, just like they took over the television broadcast, they have taken over the internet. Make no mistake about it. I look for the day when I'll look up and they say, no, but nobody's on the site. You can put up articles, and I'm looking at the site and just nobody's on there. You can't get on there. Hey, no, we didn't take you down. We put so many algorithms on your site that, nobody can get there. No, nothing you put up is going to go through the system. And this is about where we're at, people. I'm not shitting you one little bit. There's no consequence for them. Like Zuckerberg, what he did, I mean, he stole people's information when he was in college, got busted doing it, and sold it. And that's what he just did again, and came up, and man, did you people see how he was treated? There's a list over on From the Trenches, if you can get there. There's a list of the Congress people that he gave to their elections, gave them money. And go look at that list and see why he sat there and they honeyed over him. Oh, God, you're censoring the net for us. Oh, it's so awesome. You're taking away the second article right from the people on the first article right of the people on the internet. Oh, you're good, you oy boy. No consequence for the crimes that son of a bitch committed. No doubt. I mean, worst case scenario for them is a corporation gets a fine. These dirty son of a bitches take away our basic freedoms. He's taking away our basic freedoms, and there's no consequence. No consequence to them, people. When it's gone, man, it'll be because of inaction on our part. I mean, these people, they walk our streets. They, like, just like Trump down there trying to act like he, you know, had the plumber there. I'm just like the plumber over here again. Guys, I did it all for just everybody. I didn't do it for the multi-billion-dollar international corporations that, I mean, I gave $50 to this guy over here. He's going to tell you how he spent it. Here, come on up. Yeah, I bought me a whole pack of rubbers today with my money that Trump gave me. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm telling you, people, this is beyond belief. Is what it is. We're going to open with this Bank of America. And this is them. This is the court. This is, you know, John talked about when they tried to pass that law back, I think it was in the 30s or 40s, where the corporations were just going to take over the government and start writing the fucking laws. And, you know, you can't do that. Well, they've done it. They have done it. I mean, and you know, that all of these bullshit controllers like InfoWars and the NRA and Gun Owners of America, all these phony sons of bitches, they're showing, you notice you don't see them. You're not seeing them nowhere. They've all went into hiding because you know what? They've all come together. You take the most one, the most commie of the commie son of a bitches. You take, let's get one, Nancy Pelosi. And you get Wayne LaPierre, who's supposed to be the white knight on the other side for guns. And they've all sat down together, people, mark my words. And they've said, the great danger that 75% presents out there, we better come together like we're in love. And they have, people. And now they're going to do this shit in Syria. They're going to try and get a war going. This is what they have done every time they've come this close to losing power. World War I, World War II, and now World War III, if they can do it. The Russians have said they will fire on the ship that fires a damn missile on Syria. But rather they'll go through, we still, even with what they've done, just because of what we have accomplished up to this date, I mean, within a couple of days, within a day or two, I mean, it's like the art, I mean, I'll tell you, I seen a squeeze happen on that site yesterday when I put up those pictures of Obama and Susan Rice and, you know, the attack on Libya and then the Bush and the Cheney and the Rumsfeld and the fact that Michael Bolton was there on both instances. He lied about the yellow cake uranium. And now we got the French coming out and say, oh, that was absolutely a Sadat and it was, and he, put chlorine gas on them. We know it. Just like they came up and they said, absolutely, it was yellow cake uranium. It's getting ready to happen again. They have to do something. They have, the bottom line is they can shut us down, but what we've already done isn't going to go away. People understand. People, when they look at it, they see what's happening. Like when I seen Zuckerberg going up there, he's not like anybody else going, he's a smiling man. They had people around him patting him on the back and they were all just, oh, they loved him because what he's done. He has taken away the communication of the 75% that represent the true risk to this oligarchy, that this goddamn occupational government that has taken over our highest seats of power. There's no two ways about it. And here you have Bank of America to stop lending to makers of military-style firearms. See, this is a blatant violation of the Bill of Rights. This is a violation of the people's authority. And see, again here, with this right here, the NRA, these big organizations that have been taking millions of dollars from our people over the years, it's very simple. These people have a vendor's license. You know what, Bank of America? You try to use your corporate wealth to remove our second article. We remove your license to operate in this country. That's how it works. I mean, people, this isn't rocket science. And it's an and if you had the money to do it and that was your aim, was to protect the second article, it wouldn't be hard. A lawsuit would be filed in the Admiralty and it would be a big, you know, pay to have it publicized across the nation. We're filing to have Bank of America's goddamn license, a vendor's license removed. Their banking license removed.
Bank of America. Yeah, they were laundering drug money, too, just like Wells Fargo. I mean, if you sit there and Google, just somebody just court case, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, drug, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The stuff that'll come up.
Oh, well, yeah, no, well, there's no, we're, this is, I mean, we've seen it all, people. We've seen the slime of the slime. We've seen the goo at the bottom of the gutter. And it's right there in your face, and it's the ones controlling the goddamn country. Bank of America plans, this is from CNN, Bank of America plans to stop lending to manufacturers of military-style rifles used by civilians, an executive told Bloomberg. So this is a corporation, as a corporation that have made billions and got all accumulated all this power in your country from your consumer base through my operations, are now going to use that power to take the people's rights away. What's wrong with this picture, people? And where is, I mean, if I'm sitting here at just goddamn hillbilly sitting here in goddamn, Southern Oregon, and I know that these people have to have a license and that to have that license, they cannot violate the people's rights as a condition to having that license. How is it that somebody, you know, these geniuses, these huge law firms that work for the NRA and gun owners, how come they don't know about this or don't seem to know or don't want to talk about it? Like I said, you haven't heard shit out of them, have you? You haven't heard, it's like they got that accomplished. And man, what a deal. You think about how it was before Trump jumped in there and before they played this bullshit game down in Parkland, Florida. I mean, if you said gun control, there's, well, you're getting rid of some, right? No, oh, Trumpy, he played, if they said he was going to expend political capital, that means where he has people conned into believing that he'll do one thing, he's going to do another, and he's going to expend some political capital. Now, today he came out in the Rose Garden, I think it was. And he came out to try to go back. I'm with you little guys out there, man. I'm one of you. Really? I'm not just this billionaire up here, a mob boss of the biggest mob on the planet. I'm just a regular fella like you, horse shit. This is so disgusting.
He even wrote a book, The Art of the Prank.
Yeah, he did. The Art of the Yank, yeah, The Art of the Yank. We want to continue in any way we can to reduce these mass shootings. It is not your goddamn place, private person, merchant. You cannot do it. This is open in your face. This is sedition. This is what the word fucking sedition means, people. And they're doing it right in our face. Zuckerberg went up there guilty of sedition. The high crime of treason in this country, went up there and they patted him on the back and everybody giggled and laughed. And, oh, man, it was just a real nice day on Capitol Hill. And they stole people's information. Well, you know, the bottom line is they put together this administrative system, this admiralty system. And in the end, people are going to find out what it really means. It means there's a person at the top with all the authority that can do any goddamn thing they want to you. Period. And Finnegan, vice chairman of Bank America, said in an interview, it is our intention not to finance these military-style firearms for civilians. Is your intention to remove the second article of my Bill of Rights? You are a lie. And you know this comes down to that Vichy government, that occupational government in Washington, D.C. It comes down just like the regulators back in 2008. That were complicit in the goddamn, this derivatives fraud, this international derivatives fraud. They were hired specifically to make sure this didn't happen, and they were complicit in it. They went along with it. They got paid off for it. They made big, I mean, besides what we paid them to regulate, they didn't regulate. They participated in fraud. I mean, it's completely gone, people. To pretend there's anybody out there that's going to do anything to help you is a goddamn, it's a pipe dream. It just isn't so. And now, I mean, every day, just like what we're here with Zuckerberg. I mean, I don't know if anybody else sees the true impact of what just happened here. That son of a bitch should have been jailed. But, I mean, we reached a point like back in 2008. Well, they're just too big to jail. If they commit international fraud, if they break the law, well, man, worst case scenario, a corporate fine gets levied on somebody. But the son of a bitch who violated the other person's rights, oh, he just sits there and smiles about it. Because he'll just steal some more money from you.
I think they're pretty happy because he's doing the work that they can't do because they're too incompetent.
He's doing he is committing the treason that they as officials can't commit. They cannot see what they're trying to act like here is, well, and you know that thing with the cake down here in Oregon, the cake that the guy wouldn't bake for the queers. Now, this was his own little goddamn operation, but the goddamn heavy hand, that whole big, nasty, mean federal government came down on that one man and his wife and said, you will do what we tell you with the fags, or you will be against the United States of America. It will be the United States of America versus you. And by God, that's why that Bill of Rights is put in place. That's why the common law was put in place. You think that the founders of this country that bled and died to get this place for us, we intended that the whole weight of the nation could come down on one man for anything? Of course they didn't. This affirms, and it just tells you it's over, man. They have completely fucking taken over, man. And the procedural due process, when we read these articles about, you know, we're talking, well, they, by the law, they can take your shit without due process of law. I guess that means that it's a done deal then, right? But the Bill of Rights has been removed. It has to be. The two things can't exist on the same plane.
Back laws.
It's just, it is disgusting, people. I mean, I feel like just puking. I mean, it's just so fucking disgusting to see it and to know that these guys, I mean, any one of these worms, I'd walk right up and slap them down with an open hand. They aren't men. They are the slimiest, weakest worms that ever slithered across the planet. But what kind of fucking people are we that let these son of a bitches run roughshod over us? A handful of them. This is amazing. But somebody's going to look back on history, and maybe there is a reason. Maybe there is something that's been released in the air to just to make people complicit with this shit. It ain't working on me. But someday they're going to look back and they're going to go, what? You're freaking joking me. That little pile of shit over there did this to this big mass of armed people? You're kidding me. Well, they just put it on TV and told everybody that, oh, it's legal, it's constitutional, it's all it took.
Yeah.
Shut down the truth. Well, they get rid of the truth. The only avenues to the truth, but the truth is out there. That's one thing about this whole thing. It's been planted. There are a lot of people who have heard what we have to say here, and they know it's the truth. They know what's been done to us. And they, though they can, with the might of the goddamn, the might of distinct, did you think about one of those guys out there that, you know, went into Concord or what the hell was it, when they crossed the Delaware there and went in and, you know, fought the Haitians with the goddamn, just a pike in his fucking hand and up there, boom, fighting these bastards. You think about him going to have to go up and tell him what this goddamn shit has come to. Try to tell him that. They would, I mean, if there is such a thing as an afterlife, they're looking at us with the most disgust that any entity could muster up, I have to think. You goddamn cowardly ass people. You weak minded, cowardly ass people. We gave you, we fought and died and bled the ground with our goddamn life's blood to give you this. And you just so nonchalantly just, well, I guess I'll just take it up the ass because it's easier than standing up. It is unbelievable, people. What I am witnessing, I could have never believed, man, when I was young, that this country was that loathsome. And it already was. It just hadn't been revealed yet. It's been this way, shit, for 100 years. It has been loathsome. They've been boogering little children in the back rooms and doing the most grotesque, evil things that you can imagine daily, generationally. We're just finally reaching the point with the internet that we got to see it for what it really was. Now what? I got jumped up on the Micro Effect this morning. They were talking about a guy up there in North Dakota. I can't think of his name right now, just off the top of my head. But, you know, the thing what you were talking about, you know, the guy, you know, I'm going to fight him and get all this shit. And then, you know, go surrender and goddamn give him your guns, give him your kids. I mean, just shit. You never had no intention of fighting. It's like up what happened in goddamn Burns. I mean, the only person that came out there with the gun that I think intended to do anything with it was goddamn Lavoie Finnegan. And he was just murdered while everybody else sat there all just disarmed. So it's just a protest. Well, that was really what was a lot of fun about it to start with. It's a protest. It's an armed standoff. Well, goddamn, I'll tell you what, it ended up that it must have been something to do with guns because Lavoie Finnegan was dead. I think he's the only man that had the balls to jump out and shoot. But he couldn't. Where they caught him at? I mean, you talk about guts. I mean, that guy, if he had those kind of guts, he sure as hell had enough guts to come out shooting and kill as many or try to kill as many as he could before they gunned him down. But he couldn't. Why? Because he had girls, a couple of girls in the goddamn rig with him. What the fuck were they doing there? What were they doing there? Well, that's right, they came to sing. Oh, kumbaya. He had to go out there and take bullets and die right there on the side of the fucking road to protect women that shouldn't have been there because it wasn't a fucking fight to start with. You know, if somebody, I was talking to somebody earlier today, and the thing is, you know, if you're calling somebody, it's just like the Bundy thing. That bothered me to no end. You know, it should have been, if the Bundys were there and people were coming there to risk their goddamn lives for their freedom, they should have been out front with their goddamn guns. Not somebody coming to serve the elite once again. Until we get that through our heads, people, I don't know what the hell to tell you. Things like Burns and Galise and Bunkerville are going to continue. Why did, I mean, what did Alvin Bundy thought he could transfer what that was going on at that goddamn underpass to Oregon just with his mind? The reason that the BLM backed off in Bunkerville was 500 men showed up and they meant goddamn business. They were going to shoot it out with them. And they took that and they turned it into dog shit out in Burns. And it disgusts me. It disgusts me to no end. If you're going to a protest, take a sign. I mean, think about what I'm saying to you. People out there that want to, let's get her started, but do you guys do it? I'm going to stay back here. I don't want to get hurt. Come to where I'm, come three states to defend my freedom while I stay in the house and wait to see if you get killed. Think about that. And think about the fact that, like I said, this is, I mean, they're squeezing it out. I mean, there's nothing to stop them. What would stop them? Is the NRA going to step up like Bank America here that has decided that they're going to go after your second article through their bank? A bank is going to remove your goddamn rights? And I sit here and I tell you people, the goddamn answer's simple. Pull their fucking license. Go to the goddamn son of a bitch that issues the license to Bank America and say, "You, what are you doing, son of a bitch? You're licensing someone to take my rights. I got a beef with you." And I tell you people, I ain't kidding you, the NRA, they had the money. Goddamn, see, that's why there are no money's ever going to come the way of the true patriot movement, because we'd use it against them.
Larry Pratt had the money, too, and he flew first class every place he went.
You betcha, brother. It's the absolute truth. This isn't rocket science. If the people that were up in the positions with them, the money that's like going to Alex Jones, that's supposedly going to the Patriot movement. The money that's going to the NRA and Gun Owners of America, that's supposedly for to defend our Bill of Rights. If that money was in the hands of people who fucking meant it, I mean, I think about this, you know, the money spent on lawyers for the Bundys on that bullshit deal out there. That, how many people would that have put guns in their hands and really equip people to fight a real fight? Are we going to fight a real fight? Are we playing fucking games here? Is my question. Because this is beyond disgusting, people. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes after these words from Drockton, Bullion, and Coin, and Tune.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower, though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to 499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce. $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number, $18.07 per ounce? That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $19.77, not $18.87. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today, and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent, because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale price thing could do for you. This is...
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Blackberry Smoke with Payback's a Bitch. And even that, you know, man, I was thinking about it during the break. You know, one of the biggest problems I've ran into with what's supposed to be my own people here is, you know, this was founded as a Christian nation, and it's a battle of God against the devil and what might have you. I'm going to tell you guys something, and I mean no offense to any good Christian out there. I swear I don't. But I step back and look at this, and all the gods, Buddha, all of them, pale in comparison to the god Mammon. There is not one person who hasn't some kind of control in their life. Hell, that's how we measure one another anymore, by dollars and cents. Take a dollar out of your pocket. Look at it's a $1 bill, and just look that back and forth. That's a satanic script for invocation of power, and by God, it works. I got to tell you, it works. And look at Alex Jones. He comes up and spouts his Christianity, and just for 1 second, just tried to tell me that Mammon doesn't own that bastard soul. This is how they're winning. I'm telling you guys, when I first started doing this way before the Trenches, at another site, I was talking to the people there. And I told them, I said, it's our numbers against against the money, the mammon, the money, against the wealth. We far outnumber them. But I'll be goddamned if that inanimate thing has not had more power than goddamn people just wanting to be free. I can't believe it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're 100% right about that, man. It's in depth in all of society, man. I mean, if you think about it, the people who do the least amount of work get paid the more. When you just look at the whole aspect of it, man, at jobs, you have those who want to act like they big bad and talk crazy to you, talk down to you, and you know their nuts are just, you know what I'm saying, size of peanuts. And the only reason that they, you know what I'm saying, they do that because, oh, maybe I can fire you, or I can do this, yep, or I can do that. And it's just the same thing with the politicians. The weaklings are always in power.
The measure
it's
of a
the
man.
Same thing, and they have sold themselves,
yes,
for the money. Hey, I want you to delegate this, and I want you to be my do boy, and I'll pay you this, while, you know, the rest of them below you are peasants and serfs.
It's
the same thing, man, if you look at all through society. It's how government is ran. That is how society is ran.
Absolutely. The measure of a man's in his wallet. There is no doubt about it. I mean, you look at the whole world and tell me that isn't the standard that has been set. You look at the problem that the Internet put forth for these people. When we came out swinging, man, I mean, righteous in your cause, it doesn't matter. And the Internet, I mean, with it, man, what a powerful tool, and we used it right. And, I mean, we went straight for their goddamn throat. But, man, as soon as the problem cropped up, how did they solve it? Mammon. They invoked Mammon. They took control of the mechanism with Mammon. They took control of the individuals who would have stood up, you know, that kind of stood up, you know, they kind of, you know, tried to straighten their spines. But then, oh, my mammon's threatened. I better turn and go with the, evil instead of the good, because, hey, man, that's where the mammon is. That's the truth, people. I mean, I hate it. It's disgusting. But I don't know what it would take to break people of it.
It's not just Christians, it's Muslims and Buddhists.
It's everybody.
All these people, they don't even practice the scripts that they allegedly subscribe to.
Well, yeah, and boy, and though, I mean, I know the good Christians that are in the trenches, man, but I'm talking about those out there proclaiming, like Alex Jones, calling themselves Christians. And I mean, they'd sell their mother. They would. And it's no secret. It's like I've said before, you know, and when I was young, it used to be, you know, your pride and your honesty. And I mean, that was when the transition was really coming through, when Mammon was really taking power. I mean, your reputation, hell, you'd kill somebody over a goddamn insult. Hell, you used to have dueling in this country. You insulted my honor. We're going to go out there and we're going to point pistols at each other. I'm not going to have my honor infringed upon here. And nowadays, man, it's goddamn, boy, he sure screwed the hell out of that guy. I wish I was more like him. I'd have a bigger wallet. That is what we have been reduced to, and what happens to us as a consequence. How can we bitch? I mean, there's some of us out here can bitch because we screamed about it. And, you know, it comes down to the reason that when the fighting does come down, those who are most want to fight, those who will step up and fight, will be the least prepared. Do you guys realize that? They will have the least to fight with. Why? Because they didn't go along with it for the mammon that it takes to get the necessaries to fight. That's how fucking sick this whole thing is. Go ahead.
Hey, man, you know what? You're 100% right. And, you know, when you think about it and look at it, you wonder how dueling got away, how people, you know, when they insulted your honor, you know what I'm saying, they try to run roughshod over you. You know, you take them out there in the streets, it's a fight to the death. Because we had the cowards are in position, and the people who would do anything for money are in position. And just like what you said, what is it really going to take when you're eating seeds, you know what I'm saying? When you're eating grass just to survive, when you had to catch rainwater, or when your children die of starvation, that's the only reason, and that's the only way it's going to break. Because like you said, you know, these people worship money. They would sell their mother. Some of them probably even sell their own kids to become a millionaire, and some have, to be honest with you.
Well, it's like I said, you know, Alex Jones, you tell me Mammon owns his soul. Because he knows better. Nobody's going to tell me that Alex Jones doesn't know better. I was there when he started out. I came on his program. I used to come on his program to try to help him go forward, to try to put the perspective of militia into the, you know, what he was talking about, and I knew the law. And I watched that mammon just transform him into, well, maybe he was always that way. Maybe his soul was dirty. But what burns my ass, I'm coming up and acting righteous. Man, goddamn you. I mean, they're like these bastards in Washington, Alex Jones, you are. Because, I mean, you sit there and we look at what you are. We know what you are. And you sit there and just try to act like, I mean, just like if the words come out of your mouth, we don't see you. it is truly amazing, people. And it was a truly amazing thing to watch how something inanimate could take control of souls. And money is inanimate. It's an idea. It's not, I mean, real tangible wealth, something you can hold in your hand, but this exchange thing of exchanging things, and people get so involved with that. That's why they push that capitalism thing. You know, making money, not doing anything, just letting your money, letting mammon make it for you. It's like, what the hell was it? Mitt Romney, when he was running for president, you know, they talked about his daddy giving him like $250 million to start out with. Well, you got $250 million, you never have to hit a frickin' lick. And there are people, you know, like the Kennedys and stuff like you. We worship them. Our people worship them. Why? Because they're rich and never hit a fucking lick in their life. They never created anything, but they were born rich. And we worship mammon, so we naturally worship those with it. This is how it's amazing. It blows my mind to step back and watch it you know, how it's unfolding. And to see the true power of nothing. To see I'm not ignorant to this. I have read the books of the occult. I understand the imagery. I understand the invocation of power through symbolism. And I see it goddamn working, people. I don't know what to tell you. If there's a God who's against it, I don't see his hand in this. I'm sorry.
Henry, we're trying to solve something within a few years that predates pre-flood.
Yeah, but God, buddy, we had that Revolutionary War, which was really a hijacking. I mean, when you go to try to look at any of it, it still comes down to mammon. But, I mean, we had it in our hand. We had it in our grasp. All it would have took is just a little diligence, man, just to, you know, right when they were really pushing in 1933, our grandfathers should have shot these son of a bitches down when they came for the gold. That was when they really stepped up and said, we're taking control. You're not free people anymore. Or even after the so-called Civil War. When they came and wrote that 14th Amendment, I mean, that should have been it. Everybody, I don't care if you were fighting each other as rebel and yanked last week, everybody should have went to Washington and hung every goddamn one of them. It was obviously without authority. It was obviously a power grab. It was a coup, putting a government over the people that could never have a government over them. But they didn't. And it just, man, I don't know. I think that when they see something coming at him that's a problem, first thing they do, I mean, and this is what has been my observation in my own life, is they try to offer you the mammon. You refuse the mammon, they use the mammon to crucify you. They make sure they starve you out. They'll offer you the gold. And it used to be, you know, because the mobster thing, they offer you the gold, and then if you don't take the gold, they give you the lead. They offer you the gold. If you don't take the gold, they use the gold to destroy you. What does it take for them? It ain't like they have to take any proactive stance. Just withhold. Just withhold it. Yeah, go ahead.
If you turn down the money, then your neighbor will take it for turning you in on.
Exactly, brother.
That's how they took the guns in Australia. You know, first they give you 10 times the value to turn it in, and if you then you still refuse, then they give the neighbor 10 times the value to turn you in.
Yeah. It's gotten so bad. I've been watching my dogs because I think somebody's trying to pay my dogs off. They might turn me in.
Hey, dude.
I can't even trust them.
I'm here to tell you what they do. They come up and they offer you. I mean, if you're intelligent enough to figure out what they're up to, they'll come and say, we'll let you weld the knife. You go down there and stick everybody, all your people in the back with that knife. You refuse the knife. They go next door and offer the money for them to come stick it in your back. The weakness is there. They just have to find it.
Yeah, I'm at my daughter's junior college right now. I come back to the car, and there are two cops waiting there. And somebody parked right beside me called and said my dog was limping. It like had a sticker in its foot or something.
Oh, my God.
Fucking two cops are here, and they're asking me questions about, you know, what are you, you know, just everything.
You've been beating your dog.
Yeah, they said we're both dog lovers, you know.
You know what the answer is? That dog's my property. I'll put the bullet in the son of a bitch's head, skin it, and eat it right here in front of you, son of a bitch. Well, you know, what are we talking about here? People, it's getting worse, and it's getting worse fast. That thing with Zuckerberg.
Later, 30 minutes later, the person here parked next to me got in the car. She's looking at me, and I opened the door, and I said, did you call the cops on me? And he said, yeah, I was worried about your dog.
Oh, dude. Well, I mean, this is what, hey, you know what?
I said, gee, thanks, you know.
There's one thing that's got to be made clear. There is a way that they can beat us. You understand that, everybody? There is a way that they can beat us. And that's, we just have to let them. That's all we have to do is just let them. Just stand there and let it happen. Man, I always thought about the people that were executed in Russia, you know, because I read a lot about the Russian Revolution and, you know, Stalin and Lenin and Marx and, you know, all the killing and shit and the gulags and what might have you. Them people outnumbered them unbelievably. I mean, a handful. Fucking butchered millions. A handful. If they would have just came at him with their bare hands, they would a tenth of them wouldn't have died that did. But they didn't. They just stood there and let it happen. I don't understand people.
Is the propaganda, the threat, the fear of death,
fear.
What they would do to you.
That's just how
take one person killed their kids in the village, man, the rest of the village is going to go like, whoa, maybe we should not say anything.
See, and that's what they were counting on when they went to Lexington and Concord, that they were just going to come down and bitch beat down a handful of the people and the rest would just submit. And it didn't work back then. And it wouldn't work now. It can't work now. I mean, we're heavily armed. But, I mean, it's like we started this conversation out with, you know, the people who, you know, they're ready and they're going to go at it and come and fight for me. Everybody has to be ready to go out that goddamn door and give their life. If that's what it takes. Because that's the only thing that can defeat mammon. Is just sheer frickin' will. I will not be your goddamn slave, mammon.
Yep. If you can't protect yourself, you sure in hell can't protect your neighbor.
Well, exactly.
You gotta be sure and take one of them with you, though. Don't just go
oh
down
yeah,
for nothing.
Not just one. As many as you can. As many. You know,
at
I,
least one.
I said,
at least one.
I said that on the intelligence report this morning. I said, you know, I've never had no respect for Randy Weaver. You know, they shot his kid, and I like I told him, you can believe me or you cannot believe me. I really don't give a shit at this point in the ballgame. But if they would have killed my kid, I would have come down that hill with that gun, and I would have killed and killed and killed until they fucking killed me or they were all dead. And I couldn't have lived with myself if I didn't.
I would have burned that whole freaking forest down.
Oh, it would have been ugly, dude. I would have went up there and started getting down on my knees and praying for God to come stop mammon that was killing me. If they would have killed my child.
You sound like a Muslim.
Huh. Yeah. Wonder why those people. Wonder how why those people are like that.
I mean, yeah. Uh-huh. And the Japanese, I heard yesterday that those people, they tried to surrender in Guadalcanal, mm-hmm. but the Jews had demonized them so much that the U.S. wouldn't take any soldiers. They shot them and beat them and took out their gold teeth while they're still alive. And they even took bones and made letter openers, and they sent one to Roosevelt, and he said, "That's the best gift I ever got. I hope I get a lot more of them."
You betcha. Look at Nagasaki and Hiroshima. You know, they're sitting there talking about Syria, and you know, with their false flag little thing there. Oh, 17 kids was killed. How many people, little children, babies, do you think they killed in about 10 seconds at each one of those blast people? And they called it, and they were sitting there grinning about it. These monsters dare to say anything. Well, they got to start another war. They're losing control, people. That's all there is to it. I mean, this goes beyond imagination. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't just sit down and think a scenario up like this for a movie, that the people, that a vast armed population just sat there and just did nothing. Just watched it happen. And you know, it's not just the doing anything or going out and shooting either, because people, you know what? We haven't had the backing that we should have had. My God, think about this, what we're talking about here. We're talking about the goddamn cornerstone of our goddamn civilization here, our freedom and our liberties. And somebody, I mean, for years, people were kowtowed down, political correctness. They were afraid to speak. Somebody steps up and goes, you know what? Fuck them. Let's kill them. And, man, you know, when I first started the trenches, people were afraid to come on the site and comment. I never thought I would. I mean, I grew up in a tough place, and people around here will fight you. But, goddamn, I didn't think I was anything special just because I'm saying, you know what? Fuck you. You're going to think you're going to come kill me? I'll kill you first. How about that? And that scared the hell out of everybody. You're supposed to, you know, get down in the fetal position and piss yourself when some goddamn pencil neck in Washington like that Bloomberg goes, "Oh, I think I'm going to kick your guns," with a stern look on his faggot ass face.
Hey, Henry.
Go ahead, brother.
Hey, see, that right there is what drew me to you. And that's what I'm saying, man. We don't have many people like you. You know, I'm in the same mindset as you. I mean, I've been a fighting man ever since I was little, man. You know, I was just forced to fight. And, you know, when you find out you're getting done wrong, you're supposed to fight. It's just like you said, that PC, well, don't say that and don't do this. Man, when I found you, you were just a breath of fresh air. I said, somebody finally out there who's like, understanding we are going to have to fight and just willing to fight. We're going to have to fight to be free. That's just the bottom line.
That's right. You know,
we have the degenerates, they have taken over society. And the most weakest males are in every,
yep.
You know what I'm saying, every aspect of society, and they're running things. We're going to have to fight to be free.
Well, it's like
the bottom line.
It's like I was talking with Mark and Joe this morning. Now, this guy in North Dakota, he had a goddamn 50 caliber Barrett rifle. He had, you know, that's like a $5,000, $6,000 rifle. And he had ammo for it. And they came and they took his fucking guns and they took his kids. And he'd been, you know, caterwauling how he's got to kill anybody. You know, he's a tough guy going to do. You know what? If you ain't man enough to defend, I mean, I told Mark this morning, I said, I ain't expecting you to come here if I get in a fight and save my ass or anything like that. But any man who will not defend his own fucking house and his own family ain't no man. I don't care if there's 500 of them coming at me. They're going to have to kill me, and I'm going to kill as many as I can on the way out, because that's my family behind me.
Goddamn right.
I don't understand it, people. I truly don't. And the fact that, you know, I know why we're squeezed so hard and why it's getting worse every day. Because right now they're trying to salvage enough. I think, you know, he's thinking about he burned his so-called political capital. That is, can you put enough soldiers in goddamn uniforms to go take Syria and Lebanon and Jordan and Iran? That's what this is all about right now. He had it. He didn't have a whole lot because we'd been after him. But he had it until he opened his mouth until he signed that gun legislation to try to take our weapons away from us. And then everybody, except for the goddamn hardcore, the Masonic Lodge going to sons of bitches that were at the core, and everybody else they had fooled said, oh, man, you did it to us again. We sure as hell ain't going to fight no wars for you. If we fight a war, it's going to be against you. If I got to die, it ain't going to be over some kike's wealth in the Middle East. It's going to be over my family.
Yep. Henry, the thing that bothers me is that, I mean, outside of nukes, if we go into a conventional war, we're at a disadvantage, not, you know, us here, but the government's at a disadvantage because they're on the same continent logistically.
Yep, you're absolutely right. There is no reason. That's what I say. All of this genocide that's being committed on the people of the Middle East. I mean, God, damn us, shame us, shame us, shame us. What excuse could I give? I've been thinking about this for days. If I was brought before a court, a world court, as just being an American national who allowed this shit to happen, what would be my excuse? Your people are the biggest army to ever exist on planet Earth. You have the Bill of Rights right there telling what true freedom and liberty is, and you had no beef with these people. You were over there killing them for their resources to give to these goddamn Jews who just came and told you to do it, and you did it. What is your excuse for these dead babies, Mr. Shively?
I'd vote to nuke them all.
Yeah, I guess that would be it, huh? Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. And we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. But to figure out how you'd answer that question, how did you let that happen? That is The Word from the Trenches.